are listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Oh man, welcome. It's the Pick Me Up with Millicent and Ndiweni this morning, only on AWR, powered by SID Media. Hey, have you met your look alike yet? Have you? Yeah, have you met your twin? So apparently, I'm not saying it's a fact, all right? It's definitely debatable. I understand that it's debatable. But apparently there are about 6 or 7 people in the world who look like you. Yeah. Yep, same complexion, facial features, nose shape, smile, you name it. Even if you might not be identical, of which there are people who literally look alike, eh? You will have strong resemblance. You know, it's scary. It is actually scary. And it looks like you have a twin from, I don't know, other parents altogether. A lot of celebrities have been shown people who look like them, so much so that if they swapped roles, people would be convinced. There are people who contain that this is nonsense and could never even happen. I'm not sure why, because literally you see someone, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm seeing double. But if you have come across someone who looks like you for real, yeah? Or people often tell you about how you look like a particular someone. I mean, sometimes I understand you want to see that person, because sometimes people and what they see is not what you see. I get that 100%. It happens and you're like, I'm not sure about that. I don't think so. But you are often convinced that people are good when they actually get it right. And you're like, whoa, wait, actually, yeah, you know. Are you sometimes disappointed by people's eyesight, though? When people say you look like a particular person, you're like, no, I do not. Like, no, I do not. How would you react if you did meet someone who so closely resembles you? Kana, even mannerisms might be part of it. Yes. I mean, look, maybe it's true, maybe it's not, that it exists. But if it really does exist, would you be freaked out? Or would that be a welcome experience? I know I have not been offended about looking like family or friends, ne? I just don't know if that would be welcome if it was attributed to a total stranger, especially when I'm like, come on. It is weird when people who don't really spend time with you tell you you look like people, because you've seen me once somewhere and then you're like, you look like, you don't really know me. You've seen me once. You haven't seen me occasionally, different hairstyles, different, you know, like, for you to be like, no, I know this person's features. You know, and therefore you can get to a point where you're like, no, I don't know, man. I don't know. It would be weird, yes, sure. And yeah, my personal take, I have met people I think I resemble, not like 100%, just somewhere a little bit like, oh, okay, I can see. But it was, like I say, it was not total strangers. You know, but I could tell Hurila, yeah, no. There's one person I met and I was like, no, siyafanala. We look alike, me and this person, we look alike for real. And I can't help but stare. I couldn't. I was staring because I was like, no, I recognize this person. I don't know them yet, but I know that we are related. I can see that me and this one, no. And yeah, it's hard to look away in those moments for me, you know, not because I'm planning anything diabolical. It's just my curiosity and awe. If I did meet someone, I would stay only because I'm like, wow, okay, I can't believe it. Yeah, and in my experience, well, exactly what I thought. It was exactly it. There was a relation there. Couldn't believe that. Gosh.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.